Listening, Unit 5, page 62E.
You will hear some students interviewing engineer Robert Weston. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B or C. Now, as you know, we're doing a project on earthquakes and buildings, and we're lucky to have a visit today from Robert Weston, who's an engineer and an expert on this subject. He's here to tell us about the latest information on designing buildings and how we can protect buildings from these disasters. Please welcome Robert.
Thanks very much. I'm happy to answer any questions you have for your project. Well, as we all know, earthquakes can cause thousands of deaths. The one in Haiti in January 2010 killed over 200,000 people. But the reason so many people died is not the earthquake itself. It's the fact that many buildings collapsed, crushing and trapping people. What interests me and other engineers is how we can build houses in developing countries that don't collapse during strong earthquakes.
Yes. Can you tell us? Are there any regulations when you construct buildings in richer countries? I mean, to make the building safe from earthquakes.
Yes, there are. Modern concrete buildings are made stronger with steel, but this is expensive, so many poorer countries don't have the money for it. They just can't afford to pay for this. That's why engineers are looking at cheap solutions to protect buildings.
So what sort of things are engineers developing?
Well, one technique is to use more suitable building materials. Let's think about a country like Haiti. Roofs on houses are often made of heavy concrete, and this collapses easily if there is an earthquake. But engineers have discovered that metal roofs supported on wood are stronger.
What other kind of materials are best then?
We need to use materials that are as light as possible, because these are less likely to fall when the ground is shaking. In Pakistan, walls can be made from straw.
Straw? Really?
That's right. The straw is pressed into blocks, and then plastic netting holds the walls together. We put this on the inside of the wall. Of course, the outside of the wall is painted and looks completely normal.
Is it true that some brick walls aren't strong enough if there is an earthquake?
That depends. In Peru, they use a kind of brick which is locally produced and cheap to build walls. But these walls crack and collapse very easily. Again, plastic netting can hold these walls together better so that people can escape when there is an earthquake.
So, Robert, what other local materials do developing countries use?
Well, in India, engineers are using bamboo to make concrete stronger. And in Indonesia, they're trying to protect houses from underneath. They've put old tyres filled with sand under the building and then construct the house on top.
Sorry, but are these cheap and local materials really better in an earthquake?
Generally, yes. Some of them are not as effective as more expensive methods, but they're better than nothing at all and something that poorer countries can afford.
So, finally, Robert, do you think these new ideas will help protect people in these countries?
Well, I hope so, but so far progress has been slow. Some of these new types of houses have been built, but sadly many millions of people are still in danger.
Well, let's hope that many more houses will be safer in the future. Robert, many thanks for coming to talk to us today.
My pleasure.